Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Little SRV bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joanna Brandy is celebrating 26 years in business and 18 years with us. How about that, folks?
Unbelievable.
Talk about a red-letter moment in the life of anyone, 18 years with me. How could it get any better, Joanna? You're pinching yourself all the time now, aren't you?
I'm just pinching myself. You know, I have to remember.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
That's because there is a return on happiness.
There you go.
And a good one. You know, it's funny. When I first met you, I was scared of you.
What?
No, really, really. When you first invited me, I was like, who is this guy?
Who's this weirdo?
There was an element of that. You know, you were so exuberant about everything, and I was like, ooh, you
something,
know,
what's wrong with
him? Okay for me?
Is he on drugs? What kind of drugs is he on?
The entrepreneurial...
That's right.
I know. You know, there was a very funny sign I ran into one day at one of these little antique stores or something in a vacation town, and I stood there staring at it because it was so true, and I've had both experiences. It said, there's nothing more highly overrated than the joys of natural childbirth than the joys of owning your own business.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly right. So, okay, 26 years, you've got some great insights. You shared some of them with us in the previous segment. Give us some more insights.
Okay. I think one of the insights that keeps coming back to me even more so now as we have a new generation in the workplace is that, you know, work teams really need a worthwhile vision to work towards, mm-hmm. and they need to feel that their work has meaning. And that's coming up more and more now, especially with the real smart ones. The young ones that are really smart, they don't want to work in a place. They don't want the grind. They want to work in a place that they feel is meaningful in some way to their lives and the lives of
mm-hmm.
others. And that's a
harness mate of values.
Absolutely. So if you don't know what your values are, or you haven't articulated them, actually in my store there's a little process that we sell talking about, I think it's called making the intangible tangible, which mm-hmm. is why it's hard for people to do, because you can't really, you can see the outcome of having a value, but it's hard to see a value. And so this is a little process that people can use to figure out what their values are and to get their teams involved. I did this last year with a company out in Pittsburgh, and it was very, very interesting because more than 50% of the people in the company decided to participate, which I was happy about, because not everybody really, you know, wants to get involved with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the company had been having, you know, some challenges, and so I was really happy that more than 50% wanted their voice to be heard.
Yeah,
what was really gratifying was I did a special interview alone with the CEO to make sure that I understood what his values are and what the values that
mm-hmm.
he wanted to hold the company to, and his number one value and their number one value were all the same, which was wonderful to find out that
that's
in that.
Handy.
Yeah, it was handy. It was handy.
Yeah.
And it was fun because the way we did it, you know, first they saw a completely participative process. So first they saw one of those word clouds with literally every word that everybody had given me and the amount of times I saw it. So if somebody gave me, you know, if more people gave me the word integrity was larger.
Mm-hmm.
If more people gave me the word trust, it was, you know, proportionate in size. And that was, they loved that part. And when I go and visit, I see the word cloud in lots
mm-hmm.
and lots and lots of different places, reminding them. And then they define them, because that's the important thing. It's, you know, I can tell you till the cows come home that I have an integrity. But if you and I define it differently, then we're going to behave differently, and there won't be that consistency out to the customer, which is what counts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how consistent, how consistent is that experience? When I come and I purchase something from you, if I need a service from you, is it going to be a consistent level of quality, and will I see those values in your behaviors over and over again?
I want to talk for a minute about the entrepreneur themselves, though. You
sure.
And me and the folks who are listening. One insight I'd like to get you to talk about, and I'm going to propose it as an insight for ourselves, and that is that the power and the essentialness of believing in yourself.
Ooh, it's huge.
When everything else fails you, when customers, products, marketplace, capital, employees, whatever, when everything else abandons you, if you don't believe in yourself, sometimes there are times in your career and as a small business owner when believing in yourself is all you have. What do you think?
Well, I you know what? I have been there. I understand it completely. I think that one of the first skills an entrepreneur has to have is the skill of forgiveness and compassion.
Redemption.
For yourself. Because it's really easy for you to say, how did I, especially, you know, in a case where you don't have a big team,
mm-hmm.
It's really easy to say, how did I screw up? How come I'm so miserable?
Why am I so stupid?
Why can't I make this? Why am I so
mm-hmm.
stupid? So I think the issue of self-love
mm-hmm.
and self-compassion and self-forgiveness comes first. Because when we learn that, and believe me, I'm still on that path to learn that, because I come from a... you know, professional family,
mm-hmm.
very critical and all that. So my first step is, let's see how I can beat myself up and motivate
right.
myself to move it.
So redemption.
And I'm learning redemption, I guess, but self-love. I prefer that word.
I like that. I like self-love. Hey,
yeah.
Joanna, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on 26 years. Let's do 18 more together. You want to?
Oh, I'd love that, Jim.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.